Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you are worried about Hughes's future, he's your plan B, right? You need a good skating, puck-moving defenseman. And in the long run, if it's not going to be Quinn Hughes, you know, I guess Bowen Byram would look good in that spot. He's obviously not Quinn Hughes, but he still brings that style of game, which clearly you need. Like, if you're going to survive, you need a defenseman who can skate. We know that. We look at every team, you know, that has success in any part of the game now. It's you have defensemen who can move. And is Byram that guy? I mean, does he have the track? He's certainly clearly an NHL defenseman. Does he have the track record to be the guy? I think so.
So, who is that? Patrick Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Canucks. And tease it going to the break. Bo Byram's name will be up in a lot of trade rumors. Mm-hmm. I think the Sabres should trade Byram, especially if there are teams out there that think, like, he's kind of like Quinn Hughes. Like,
Yeah.
You're right about that. So what would you like? You like Byram, and then what can we have in return? I feel like the Sabres, we've seen so many of their good players leave and have success. Kevin Adams might. Ready for this? Spin zone this all the way around to how this is good. Everybody that trades with the Sabres gets a player that then exceeds. Eventually, that market will be, guys, listen, you probably think he's a lot better, and poor old us, we just can't get the most out of him. So, price is going to have to go up a little bit, and then maybe Vancouver says, like, yeah, you know what, you're right about that. This is probably a better player. They're having conversations in their own building. This guy's probably better than this. Kind of like how when Cousins got traded, Ottawa treated him like he was some power forward, Selkie.
Yeah.
And that's not reality, right?
No, not at all. In fact, he's been a pretty poor defensive player his entire career.
Yeah, but there's this reputation about...
He's actually been a one-dimensional scorer at his best.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
So anyway, if anybody wants Byram, go for it. One thing about Byram that's interesting, when he plays with Dahlin, obviously he's better. When he plays with Power, they're pretty good numbers, but... the idea that he's a driver of play and a skating defenseman, I've seen some data that when he's on the ice, things don't happen.
Right.
Kind of nothing happens when Byram's on the ice. He's kind of just out there. And this reputation of him as some sort of, you know, offensive, I don't know, he's not really there unless he's with somebody.
Yeah. Which is interesting because, like, you kind of have the combination here of what the guy says in that clip is factual. Like, he does move well. NHL Edge stats from last year, speed bursts over 20 miles per hour, he's in the 91st percentile among defensemen in the NHL. He does move well, but it doesn't result in an impact on the ice, so what do you care? You know? Like, it's what was the clip in the Moneyball movie? If he's a good hitter, how come he doesn't hit good?
Right.
Like, Byram shows that he has, this is probably why he went top five in an NHL draft. He is fast. He has a pretty hard shot. He puts up some numbers, but are you really getting a positive impact when he's out there? Not necessarily. And I feel like often in hockey, teams will fall for the, oh, this guy can move and he's pretty good size and look at how hard that shot is. But you could trick a team into thinking that he's more valuable than he actually is. I mean, the numbers with and without Dahlin last year for Bo Byram, when he's out there, the Sabres generate, with Dahlin, the Sabres are great. Like, they're generating an elite amount of shots, an elite amount of expected goals, scoring chances, all of it. And then when Dahlin plays without him, all the numbers are exactly the same. Maybe they're a little bit better. And then with Byram, they're great. They're really good with Dahlin, and then they're horrific without him.
Yeah, away from him, there's just nothing.
So, I don't know. Like, he averages 27 shots a game per 60 minutes that he plays. But it's 32 with Dahlin, and it's 22 without him. So, is that worth $8 million?
No, not to me.
Because I don't want to say put anybody with Dahlin. I don't want to play him with, you know, Jacob Bernard Docker. But does this have to be the guy? And do I have to spend $8 million on a Dahlin partner?
This sounds like the James Cook
A guy that can only play with Dahlin? A little bit. But I do think the difference is Dahlin can hold up a guy who's pretty good that you don't have to spend $8 million on. And maybe you focus that money, knowing the Sabres aren't going to spend that on many other things, on a guy that plays with power. So I'm not saying Byram is a terrible player. I think he's definitely overvalued by some.
We're starting to get some who is and isn't at mandatory minicamp reporting. Trey Hendrickson, not at Bengals camp, will not attend, wants a raise.
Okay.
He deserves one. He's making $16 million. He should probably be make like 36.
And he's like a year and a half into trying to get that raise.
TJ Watt is not at Steelers mandatory minicamp.
Okay.
There you go. James Cook, we don't know yet. But
There'll be no Jalen Ramsey today either.
All right, there you go. Three defensive players. Justin in Oneonta. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Anxious week for me. It's the week of my wedding, and then you're adding my top dynasty running back may not show up at Bills minicamp. So I'm having a great week.
Justin, I asked Joe a little bit ago because I have Cook in one important dynasty league to me, and I still feel fine about having him. I think he's going to ball out this year, and you know if he goes elsewhere, I think it's okay.
Yeah, and then you add the fact that I'm hoping comeback player of the year J.J. McCarthy hits as my relevant quarterback. But really, I wanted to talk about the Cook contract. I guess, obviously, we're not in the room, right? But why not hit him for, like, what the Bills think he's worth and then say, all right, James, we're going to put our money where your mouth is. Here's incentives to get you to Saquon Barkley money. Prove it. I don't know how that affects the salary cap if they were to do something like that. You know, let the player bet on himself within their own organization. But I know Pegula usually doesn't have an issue spending money on it. You know, if he wanted more money, he'd dig another oil well. You know, that was like his quote when he bought the team. So
right. Well,
that's the difference.
Yeah, to the point about incentives, there is one spot that makes that a little bit difficult. So one of the ways that teams can use incentives is not likely to be earned incentives. And that's a really easy one. And all that really is, if I understand this correctly, is, you know, let's say a guy had three touchdowns. Like, hey, if you get four, we'll give you $5 million. That doesn't go on this year's cap because that's considered not likely to be earned. Not likely to be earned is just you didn't do it last year, so it's not likely you'll do it this year. And that is something that teams use. If you ran for, as a running back, 200 yards, hey, here's a bonus at 500 yards. Mm-hmm. The guy bets on himself, hits that incentive. The problem with that for Cook is that those numbers are high.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really throw an incentive on there that's 10 touchdowns without it hitting the cap. And that's the other thing. Like, I don't know how motivated they are to get the cap number down from where it is at five. So there's so many moving parts here. I might have even kind of butchered all that a little bit. But the idea of incentives it gets into more caponomics than anything. And for some players, that incentive can be so low they feel good about it. If you put a low incentive on a guy like Cook, then that's on the cap hit that year. And, you know, Bosa, Elijah Moore's got incentives. I just it gets kind of into the weeds about how you want to do the money of it. And I'm not sure that the cap implications have really anything to do, I shouldn't say anything, with Cook, because if they extend him, they can, you know, defer some of that cost down the line pretty easily.
Which I do think they need a couple more million, don't they? Hasn't that been out there? That they need like a little bit more for just operating costs or whatever they would call it for the season?
Right, and a very easy way, but one of the top ways that they could create space would be extend Connor McGovern, who's got a $9 million cap hit. Extend him and, you know, drop your number.
Yep.
Cap tracker. The Bills, as of right now on cap space, have $2 million, the lowest amount in the NFL.
Okay. I mean, a lot of the don't all these guys include incentives in their contracts to some degree? Everybody's got something.
To some degree.
Except for the few that are getting like fully guaranteed contracts. But the Bills don't do that. Nor do many teams. So I wouldn't expect that.
803-0550, our phone number. Let's get to Larry in South Florida. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I do want to talk about the Sabres and what I heard on the NHL Network on the morning skate. But before I do, I got to chime in on this Cook thing. Number one, I would not pay him what he wanted. I know he scored a lot of touchdowns, but if he was worth what he and his brother claim he's worth, wouldn't you on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 in the AFC Championship game spread out your offense a little bit and get away from that crazy tush-push twice in a row and give it to your $12, $13, $14, $15 million running back? Again, instead of that, I would much rather see Buffalo get a pick for him. And ESPN reported yesterday that the trade that they would love to see is Hendrickson to the Bills for just a second-round pick. Now, I don't think there's any way in the world Cincinnati would do it, but if they did, I'd jump on it because Cincinnati, I'm that guy that is still afraid of Cincinnati because of Burrow and those darn receivers. But if we have a Trey Hendrickson on our defensive line, because Bosa's injured, and again, we can already see what's happening there. But if you have Hendrickson, that takes some of that fear away. So I'd love your comment. But before that, I want to talk about the NHL Network this morning. They were talking about how Florida was built through draft picks and patience and acquisitions and patience. And all I'm thinking is, oh, my God, how much more patient can we be? And on the chat in the bullpen this morning, I was texting, and I said, it seems to me that we have the scouting department that either recognizes the talent through draft picks and free agency, and I've talked to you guys a lot about this through the years, especially over the last 14 years, even before Joe left high school. We don't seem to know how to develop it. And we don't seem to know how to put it on the ice at the right time in the right positions with the right people. But everyone else does. So these guys that are leaving, like McNabb, for goodness sakes. I mean, this guy is great, in my opinion, on defense. But all the players last night that used to be with our organization or we even drafted that were flourishing, it makes me happy to see it, but it also makes me sick to see it. So I'm hoping that this new guy that they just brought in to help Adams is actually really good, and I hope this either pushes Adams out or gives him a place in the organization that can, I don't know, I mean, I really don't understand what his value is, but help this organization, because 14 years, it's inexcusable, especially in the NHL. But I'd love to hear what you guys have to think on both of those topics.
Well, I definitely don't think they were patient. I think we've talked about Florida a lot, that they were aggressive and they made moves and they drafted like a couple of guys on their team.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's said about literally every team. And I'd like you to actually tell me which team wasn't patient. That won.
Florida.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, right.
Find me a team that wouldn't be credited with being patient. Vegas. I guess Vegas is it.
Vegas is definitely not patient.
But Vegas wasn't patient. They got to the cup final in their first year. They didn't have to be patient. We're already here. We've arrived.
Yeah.
Who has not been patient? You're always going to get credit for being patient. Was Edmonton patient? McDavid was drafted almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. They've been pretty good the entire time. They had a playoff miss here or there. He got hurt once. Florida's made the playoffs each of the last 6 years.
Right.
Where are they patient? Like, I mean, Barkov was drafted a generation ago, 10 years ago.
They blew it up to some degree, blew it up after they won the President's Trophy.
122 points, yep. And then the next season went to the Cup Final.
Yeah. So, you know.
Right, that's...
But to the point about the Sabres and comparing them, like, as we've been saying, like, the Panthers just... They look like one of the smart teams. They look like they know who the good players are before you do. And to connect that to our conversations that led the segment, if the Sabres with Jarmo Kekalainen and Still Adams and, you know, this front office, if they want to start acting like that, then I think you need to see them recognize that they got to trade, that they should be trading Bo Byram. That's one player. One player where they should look at that and say, he checks all the boxes physically, but the impact isn't there. And we're not going to get fooled by that. Because the Sabres got fooled for how many years with Rasmus Ristolainen?
Like 8.
Who checked every box physically. Big, strong, fast, played all the minutes, in crazy good shape, looked the part. He stunk the whole time. And they got tricked by it for a decade. He was drafted in the top 10. So, like, to me, a dumb team looks at a player like that and goes, oh, yeah, look at that. Look at all the things he can do. That's going to be a really good player for me. And I think you could easily do that with Bo Byram. And I feel like a smart team is going to say, no, I'm going to get something for him, and I'm going to not play him 22 minutes a night anymore. You want them to start acting like Florida? That's the first step. The first thing they should do this summer is trade Byram.
That's what I would do. Then Paterka too, or no?
I don't know. What does a smart team do with Paterka? They probably sign him, right?
I don't know. I can't, like so many fans, I'm just kind of like, whatever you
burnt
do.
Burnt out?
Whatever you do, just do something, whatever you do. On Trey Hendrickson, I just don't think the Bills have a chance. They have.
Yeah, I wish they did.
If they were to get Hendrickson, I mean, that means they're trading away AJ Epenesa. They have to trade away a defensive end. They would have far too many.
Can I ask though? We kind of assume that the Bengals wouldn't do it. We don't know they would.
We don't know that. I just,
like, some teams do make trades with rivals when they shouldn't. The Bills did it last year.
Boston traded Marshawn to Florida.
Right.
I've been thinking about
those
that.
Those two teams hate each other.
I've been thinking about that. Like, maybe somewhere else.
I mean, the Eagles once traded Donovan McNabb in the division.
Right.
So, I do agree with you that, like, if I were the Bengals, I would not talk to the Bills. I would not talk to the Chiefs. I would not talk to the Ravens about him. And I would talk to the other 27 teams and get something really good. But not every team will automatically do that.
That's right. Well, let's be real. All right. If they would be willing to trade Hendrickson to the Bills should offer a first.
Whew. Really?
Yep. Not a second. A first. Yep. But I don't think they'd be willing to.
Pay the first round price?
He's a top 5 pass rusher in the NFL.
Yeah, he is.
If they would have done that, you just wouldn't have done the Bosa deal. And I would have offered a first. If they traded a first for Trey Hendrickson... At the start of the offseason, wouldn't we say the offseason's a success in the same way? I'm not saying that this is what should have happened, but
right. If
they would have taken that, you have a top 5 pass rusher in the league on your team, yeah. A second is too easy. Oh, here's the 60th pick for Trey Hendrickson. Come on, get real. 30. He's 30 years old.
Could you get
3 years out of him?
I think I want to not care about that personally, but you don't often see players at that age traded for first-round picks.
That's right, you don't.
Generally, it's a guy. How old was Diggs when the Bills traded for him? 25, right? How old was Odell Beckham when he got traded to Cleveland? Was he 24?
Yep.
You know, how old was Jalen Ramsey when he got traded?
But this is
in his 20s.
To me, there's a little bit here of like the difference between the Bills and the Sabres. You know, the Sabres, and I know I'm making this Hendrickson to the Bills and Sabres point, so this is going to be a journey.
Uh-huh.
But for the longest time, the Sabres have been afraid to trade for anybody that is old at all. Oh, right. He's too old for us. He's right. 25. He's not in our timeline. He's 28. He's not in our timeline. And for the Bills, you know, trading a first-round pick for the best defensive – would you trade – here you go. You can't even guess that you're going to get this, but – would you trade the Bills' next first-round pick for 2 seasons of the best pass rusher in football?
Yes.
I would.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yes.
I would do that.
Not every team should do that. But the Bills are in a position that, yes, they should do stuff like that. It should be all hands on deck to get this thing over the line. Especially the last 2 off-seasons, the Bills have kind of, in a good way, had very smart fill out everything.
Methodical, you know, type of
exactly.
Seasons.
Yeah. Spread it around. All right, how many holes do we have? So by the time you get to next offseason, you're going to re-sign McGovern. You're going to maybe extend Osiris Torrance. And then how many spots do I have available? Maybe I got a running back spot. But
that might be it, though. There won't be many.
Right. It sets up for a whale time. We thought this year could be the whale move, and it didn't really come to pass for anybody. No big pass rusher moved. But if you could have Hendrickson, I'd trade a first for him. I would do it. 30th pick. That's where you live. I wouldn't trade the 10th pick for him. But
would you trade the 30th?
And it's important to remember, like, the trade value chart. I love to get deep into the trade value chart just because, for instance, the difference between the Bills' first and second round pick on the trade value chart is about 340 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
If you went up 340 points from the Bills' 30th pick.
Yep.
It's like the 20th pick.
It's not as big a difference.
So whenever we're saying a first, a second in trade conversations, it's kind of – it doesn't do anybody any good. Would you trade the first pick of the first round? Of course not. That on the value chart, that's 3,000. What's the last pick of the first round? 590.
Yeah.
I've got this massive gulf between the first and 32nd pick, and that's all treated as, would you trade a first?
Right.
No. But the difference between 20 and 32 is about the same as the difference between 32 and 64. It's a whole round of difference on value in the final 10 picks. It's a long way to say that I would trade a first for Hendrickson, but it's not going to happen because I think maybe the Bengals would be swayed to do it if it was a first.
Yeah, maybe, because I don't know how many other teams would offer that.
And even then, if you said yes to the Bills, the first reaction you're going to get from people saying how the trade went is like, well,
yeah,
that's basically a second.
Right.
It is kind of funny how
we will do that very easily.
We are allowed to do whatever we want. Keon Coleman, first pick of the second round. That's basically a first. Last pick of the first round. That's basically a second. You can move it a couple picks if you want to fit whatever you want.
Should we just eliminate ever using the term round?
I mean, NFL scouts every
year. Just say pick 32. I don't want to hear first round anymore. Pick 34.
Mm-hmm. And again,
pick 38.
Why don't we ever treat it this way? You don't want to give up a first. Okay. How many first-round grades will the Bills have in next year's draft? Is it 20?
Mm-hmm.
Will they get a guy at 30?
Right.
Or no.
To them, it is a second-round pick.
Exactly.
Maybe.
The Bengals want a second. They want a first-round pick for Hendrickson. Okay, here's ours. It's 30th. That's a second-round guy on our board.
He is. He's 30. He's not 34.
He's 30.
He's 30. Like,
he's
when how old was Vaughn when they signed him? At least three years older?
I think he was 33.
So, like, not to say it couldn't go the same way with Hendrickson, but I think that 4-year difference between what he is now and what Vaughn was when you added him, like, I wouldn't be so scared that he's about to get injured and fall off a cliff.
Well, if he gets injured, he gets injured.
That happens,
and that's unfortunate. But Hendrickson is not showing signs of slowing down. His sack totals the last 5 years, 14-14. There's an 8 in there. And then 18-18.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a stud.
Again, I don't think you could do it, and the offseason is pretty much closed. But if you did, I would have done it first, and I wouldn't have blinked.
Ian Rappaport says that Terry McLaurin is skipping minicamp. He wants a new contract. But that's the one where
future
nobody believes
future Bills receiver Terry McLaurin.
Listen, I would love Scary Terry. Scary Terry would be amazing.
The Bills probably don't even they don't have a spot for him anymore, to be totally honest. Stop. You're going to get me in trouble. People are going to yell at me.
That's the one where there's no possible way he's not getting signed. Why? They're going to pay him. They're going to pay him. He's not getting traded. What? 1 year after Jaden Daniels set the world on fire, they're going to take away his only good receiver? Only good receiver, right? Do they have anybody else?
I'm just making sure the snark doesn't come out right now. There's too much of it.
You're really holding it in.
I'm really holding it in. Yeah. There's a lot of snarky things to say that I don't even mean. That's what snark is. Hey, want to check out what's going on in the chat when we get back?
Sure.
I asked them if they would donate to the 100 Holes pre-party if we did what's going on in the chat. And I don't know how many of them said yes.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But let's find out how much we can raise for the 100 Holes pre-party in one segment. We're going to put the QR code on the screen on our YouTube chat, on our YouTube feed. So you can just like, boom, bust the phone out, make a $20 donation, get in for the Josh Allen signed helmet, the Tage Thompson signed jersey, a ton of golf stuff. How about this? This fundraiser we got at Whalen on Thursday, we have a ton of golf prizes. This is something that Nate told me. Nate and I are doing this together, and we're playing the 100 Holes. The flyer came out. And golf courses started texting Nate and said, we'd like to donate rounds too. To which I said to Nate, who has just golf courses texting them?
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, look, it's what? Golf courses are just texting Nate?
Yeah.
What kind of life does he live? How come golf courses aren't just texting me? I would like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see how much money you can raise next segment if we can. The 100 Holes pre-party, it's going to be Thursday at Whalen. You can come out and join us and help raise money for the Live Like Luca Foundation and the Courage of Carly Fund as well with Roswell Park. We do, 100 Holes 2 weeks from Thursday. I'll be calling in. I don't have all my caddies yet. You caddied for me once, right?
I did. It was 9,000 degrees.
It was hot.
Holy cow, I hope it's not that hot this year.
It was hot. Anyway, What's going on in the chat? We'll check there next.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Vaughn?
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right, it's been a big week for us. Those of you watching on YouTube, the James Cook saga, you know, get some viewers. We'll see if Cook is in attendance at mandatory minicamp around the league. So far, the list is Terry McLaurin, TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson,
Jalen Ramsey. Yep.
Not at their mandatory minicamps. Oh. Will James Cook enter the mix? We'll find out. All right, so what's going on in the chat? A couple things going on in the chat. We're trying something here. You know, every once in a while we do stuff, fundraising stuff. The Ride for Roswell, you can join Bulldogs team, the Ride for Roswell. I've got my 100 holes coming up. 100 holes of golf at Wanaka. We walk, we play 100 holes. It'll be my sixth year doing it. And this year we decided to put on a pre-party. Mm-hmm. So Thursday night we'll be at Wayland, and we've got a lot of stuff to raffle off. That's autographed gear from the Bills and Sabres, donations from the Sabres. They gave us a Tage jersey. It was signed to put in this raffle. And one quick thing about this is, like, I'm excited to have this event and hope a lot of people can come out. I know it's the corporate challenge also on Thursday. So if you can't be there, you can buy a raffle ticket and still win this stuff. That's what's key here. I decided last time we did something like this, Joe, that, you know, you could auction off a Josh helmet. But then it's just someone with a lot of money gets a Josh Allen helmet.
Right.
Rather than everybody having a chance. Like, maybe you'll win it.
Yep.
I'm not going to be someone that spends $2,000 on a helmet.
Right.
But I might spend $20 on a raffle ticket. So, the way we're doing this is the link is pinned at the chat on our YouTube page. If you log in and pop us on YouTube, go to the chat. Top of the page is the link to the Roswell Park site, the 100 holes. You can click there. Any $20 donation works. And Owen has actually put the Venmo link up. Let me see if this works. It does.
Yep.
Look at that. So how much can the chat, YouTube, raise in 6 minutes? There's your challenge.
Ooh.
Those of you listening on YouTube, and if you're not listening on YouTube, pop onto our YouTube page right now. It's never going to be easier.
Just
take a picture of your screen. If you're on laptop, you're on a smart TV.
I was say, hopefully you're not using it on your phone. Already.
On your phone, though, you might be able to just actually touch it. I, you can do that.
Like if you just touch it and it opens up?
Sometimes that'll
work.
Yeah,
okay.
I can try that right now. Right? Why not? And we'll see how much we can raise in the next, you know, 6 minutes. Every $20 gets you a raffle ticket into this big drawing with the Josh Allen signed helmet and the Tate signed jersey. Tons of golf. Golf at, Nate's been lining up, like I said, lining up the golf courses. So, and then it's in the top left corner. Owen's moving it around. There it is. Bam.
Yeah,
you can just QR code that thing.
To take a minute break from debating if you'd rather have Keon Coleman or Trey Hendrickson, which is an easy question to answer anyway, and hit that Venmo.
Oh, Flap just suggested to screenshot the thing, and then you can click on the QR code that way if you're on a phone.
Yep.
Right. Like, screenshot the live stream.
That'll work.
That works.
I'm seeing if it, you know, go full. Yeah, all right. Full screen on the laptop, you can do it. Donate. Every $20 is a ticket to every single drawing. Also, Thursday night when we're out there, game 4, Edmonton and Florida game.
Yeah,
that's right. We got some hockey to watch.
8 o'clock for that.
And the forecast is looking pretty good.
So the patio will be nice.
Yeah, patio will be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
If you've never been there, too, this is a great opportunity to just check it out.
Yes.
Because the place is beautiful.
And really good. If enough money is raised, Nate and I will sign the poster with the picture of us where he chose the worst possible picture that he possibly could. And you could take that home.
And you have to promise not to autograph over your part of the picture, because that's the best part of it, of course.
Yep. So anyway, there you go. Right to my Venmo, and I'll deposit all the money in the 100 holes. You know what's not in my Venmo right now? Not yet. $5 from you.
He's not there yet.
From James Cook. On
he's
this
not. I, he's who knows where he is? His hotel? His empty house?
Yeah, and if you don't have Venmo, again, like, go open up the chat, and the pinned link there is my page. If you can do that. He's not at training camp. He's not at OTAs yet. Or, sorry, mini camp. Jeez.
Is there,
three different terms for three different types of Bills workouts where they're not wearing full pads.
Is there anything on here that we can just cancel out so that we don't even have to make a transaction? I mean, there's got to be other things that are ready to be paid here. I mean,
Terry Pegula refers to Sean McDermott as one of the best coaches in the NFL.
No, not one of, quote, the best coach in the NFL.
Fair enough. I'm still sitting on that.
Yeah.
That's a long-term investment. I feel good about that one. McDermott will have a bottom 10 defense.
Yeah, we're waiting years on that one.
You don't want to cancel that one?
Nope. The home opener one, we have to wait a little longer.
Bean says wide receiver train. I'm not giving up on that one yet.
I think you are toast. I'm not giving up on that one.
I'll troll him on it.
I think you are dead on it.
I'll say it at camp so much that he gets mad about it and says it at me. And then I'll be like, thank you, Brandon. I needed that $25 from Joe.
I would offer
Brandon Bean just says it. I get $25.
I'd offer you $20 to buy out for that right
now.
Why
would I ever buy out?
Because you're not favored for that.
It's a no bet.
Is that bet forever?
Yeah, until he's not the GM anymore. Alex Tuck is the next Sabres captain. That's got to go.
That one's got to be gone. I need to spend time erasing that one.
Jeff Skinner takes a shootout attempt.
Still never has done it.
Will Jokic play in his 40s? Will Dallas extend Dak, Lamb, and Parsons?
Can we agree to cancel that one?
Which one?
Will Jokic play into his 40s? We're going to have that up there for 10 years.
How much do I win if he doesn't?
$5. Inflation adjusted, though, it says.
I'll keep that bet.
But the problem is
when was that bet made?
That's a good question.
Gene Steratore. See, that's a problem. We didn't write a date down for when it was written, so we don't know when to adjust it to. Will Belichick win another playoff game? That's the afternoon, guys. That's got to go, right?
Probably has to go.
He could win a college playoff game.
No, that can't possibly count.
I've never wanted anything more.
That can't possibly count.
The language says, will he win a playoff game?
That is true. It doesn't say NFL playoff game.
I'm a textualist. What can I say?
It says playoff game. Yeah. All right. Well, there's nothing really we can cancel out then. So, unless you want to buy out. You don't want to buy out for the Bean wide receiver train bet?
No way.
He's never going to say it.
He's going to draft a receiver next year.
By the way, for the Jokic one, was made in 2023, you've already accrued 26 cents.
Aha! All right. I don't even want it, though.
How old is he, Jokic?
I don't want the change. 29.
Okay, so
30.
I can go 10 more years max. What will $5 be worth from 2023? What will $5 be worth in 2035? Because that's the most I can make.
It's
going
to be like $6.
So that's the most I can make?
Yeah, I think that should go. Although he really could just... If you know anything about that guy, he could retire next year because he misses his horses.
True.
In Serbia. He just wants his horses in Serbia. That's all he wants. So, he could just... If Jordan went to go play baseball, he could just go do, you know, horse racing.
Yeah, he's not one that strikes me as a big love of the game guy.
No. Did you ever see the interview after he won the championship?
Yeah, he's like, great.
He's like, oh, it's good.
This is over.
I can go home now.
He's like, I had a good day at work.
And then
thanks
in the
post-game,
the post-game presser, they ask him about the parade, and he realizes there's a parade. He's like, when is the parade? He's like, Thursday. He's like, no, I need to go home.
Right.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, Jokic really is the guy like, hey, we won some major awards at the office. Great. Sounds awesome. right. I'm on vacation next week.
Yeah.
803-0550. When we return...
Oh, we have pairings for the U.S. Open?
We have a U.S. Open green carpet to get to as well. Because
already?
There has been a fashion choice made by one Jason Day, who is a polarizing fashion icon to a degree. And the choice he has made today appears to have gone too far.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So, it's U.S. Open week at Oakmont, and practice rounds, players are allowed to wear shorts. Who is Jason Day? Jason Day is like, is he Skip Bayless? Is he, who's the most polarizing figure in sport? LeBron? No. Is he Tebow? You argue about him, Jason Day is, since jumping on with Malbon, who has, you know, cool stuff, he's been pushing the edges, pushing the envelope on his fashion choices, asked to take different things off at Augusta. Sir, please remove that. You can't wear that. Today at Oakmont, he is rocking a setup that features, you know, elements of the American flag.
Yeah.
It's what looks like a quarter zip that's got a stars and stripes on the collar. That's fine. It says Malbon on the back. That's fine. I think he's wearing swim trunks. American flag swim trunks. If you're seeing
they
on the figure.
They do kind of look
like
he could jump in the lake.
They're American flag shorts. Fine. And I'm saying, I think they look like swim trunks. Something about the look of the fabric, to which someone in the chat said, that's one of the only places you can get away with swim trunks, the beach and the golf course.
No.
Who's wearing...
I've never seen someone wearing swim trunks on a golf course.
I think we are in the golden age of a lot of things, and there are some shorts you could wear golfing that you could also jump in a pool with and be fine. But swim trunks on the golf course, I don't know about that.
And not there yet.
It looks like he's wearing swim trunks.
They also look like the shorts that Rocky and Apollo wore in Rocky IV.
That's right. I used to have those shorts. I had them at Halloween.
You used to have those?
Yeah. I went as Rocky from Rocky IV for Halloween once. I had the American flag shorts.
Really?
And the robe, it said Balboa on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Rocky from Rocky IV for Halloween.
Interesting.
It's a good costume.
That's a good costume.
Yeah.
Other than you have to walk around with a shirt off the whole time, which could be a little chilly.
But you had the robe. You know. Tie it up.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Go to a bar.
It'd have to be a warm Halloween. Well, right, if you're in a bar or whatever.
It was warm-ish. Yeah. Swim trunks for Jason Day. Our pairings are out?
Pairings are out. The first tee time that's interesting is going to be Thursday at 7:29. Shoffley, DeChambeau, and Ballester, who is the guy who peed in the creek at the Masters.
Oh, your guy. Your upside-down Arizona State guy.
Upside-down hat guy. You're going to get Rory, Lowry, and Rose at 7:40. That's good.
Okay.
Cam Smith and Mickelson at 8 o'clock.
Did you see the highlight of Mickelson's shot that he hit in at LIV the other day?
He
played like a trick flop shot up over his shoulder onto the green into the
hole.
Cup.
He wasn't even facing the hole.
No, not even close. It was nuts. He wasn't even close to facing the hole.
I also saw a video of Mickelson giving Bryson tips in the sand, which I thought was kind of amazing because of all the players I know who are amazing out of the sand, Bryson's at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Bryson out of the sand is amazing.
Yeah.
He won the U.S. Open with a shot out of the sand. From distance.
Mickelson does a lot of...
He does a lot of online stuff.
Well, like, I watched... I've only watched... There was one golf stream that Josh Allen was in that I watched that he was in. And they do a lot of tip stuff throughout that. Mickelson, I think, does a lot of things differently than a lot of pros do right now. Like, I don't know. The way he... Not even just the way he draws up shots and, like, trick shot stuff, but the way he plays certain shots, I don't think there's really other people that are doing the same thing. So you're picking apart his brain. Maybe you're thinking there's one way he does something different. I could see that. Hell, he's doing a reverse flop shot the other day.
My wife informs me we still have those shorts.
Wow.
I still have them.
You got to wear them.
I'll wear them at the 100 holes for $1,000 to the cause.
Really? The whole time?
No.
That would be uncomfortable.
I got to change. They're not uncomfortable. Although they might be a little,
a little warm.
I wore them 14 years ago. I don't think they'll probably fit.
You still have clothes from like 15 years ago hanging around?
Probably.
I'm changing my clothes out a lot more than that now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's much I have that's more than like 8 years old. Probably less than that even.
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Stay tuned for the latest on James Cook. My guess is we'll find out 4 minutes within going off the air as to whether or not he's going to be a training camp or a mandatory mini camp, rather. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the air. Sean McDermott, 11:45. Sal's down there covering mandatory mini camp. We'll see if Mr. Cook is present. And we're back tomorrow here on WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.